Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Just very quickly, have you had enough of extortionate rises when you renew your insurance? I have. You could be saving big money by switching to a cheaper deal. A spokesman said .com compares all the best deals on car and home insurance to find you the one that saves you the most cash. Go to a spokesman said.com and start saving today.
With a spokesman said.com, fighting for you, saving you money.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we have lined up for you. What a show they've all been this evening on Love Sport Radio. The fan show's coming up with the goods once again. They always do, because it's your team, it's your voice, and this one is Derby. They run out 2-0 winners on the weekend, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined, as I always am, a tradition right here. It is Simon Long, Rams writer. Simon, well, last time we spoke, thrashed by Cholton, we were saying what was going wrong, then the win in the week. And now, I'm delighted to say, off the back of that 2-0 home win, me and you can talk all positive, because it was 3 points in the bag, my friend. How'd you feel about that one?
At last. Finally.
Woohoo!
You know, yeah.
Simon, I've got to be honest, just before, I've got to interrupt you already. Derby was one of the only results I was watching out for on the weekend, because I thought, I can't keep poor Simon. I've boxed him. Every time we talk on a Monday, Derby ain't coming up with the goods. I was over the moon you got that result.
Yeah, no, I was as well. It wasn't just the result. It was the way we played. Yeah. You know, we finally dominated on the pitch. And the result, you know, we got the result as well as the performance. We got what every Derby County fan wants.
Yeah.
And we've done one over on Middlesbrough and Steve Gibson. So happy days, really.
Yeah, you mentioned that mini rivalry, obviously, with Gibson and Derby there. But it's everyone wants 3 points. And sometimes, look, the points always matter. It's just the points, you know, scrappy 1-0, clean sheet, whatever, we take it. We always want the points. But you do want the performance as well, because it's been stop-start. Derby has stuttered. It's been in different form. And yes, people could argue that Middlesbrough, you know, haven't looked great this year. They're struggling. Woodgate's on the hot seat. They only have 2 wins in the Championship. But you can only beat and play who's in front of you. And Derby did play well when they were value for it, weren't they, Simon?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Koku switched the formation, 4-4-2 diamond. He had Martin and Marriott up top. Lawrence, at last, is putting him central. And Lawrence came up with the goods for us. You know, we've been screaming out for Marriott and Martin to play together. And it worked. And it worked an absolute treat. It was great to watch.
Yeah, and obviously they went down to 10 men with obviously an hour left, but that doesn't change it. Derby were terrific on the day, and you've been crying out, obviously, for this formation, you said. Do we think now that the manager's going to stick with it? Because, you know, don't fix what ain't broken, we're onto it now. And, you know, looking at the next fixtures, I know it's a huge one on the weekend, which we'll get into, but Derby can really take this and use it and run with it going forward, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know he's been quite stubborn in his ways to playing games and his formations and things like that. But, you know, he's had to change it, I feel. You know, I think he's now had a good look at the players. I think Wayne Rooney's been in as well this week. You know, maybe he's had a look with them and said, look, why don't you try and switch this diamond, play two up top? Who knows? You know, but he's finally gone to playing two up top. You know, Marriott, we know, he's not the hold-up striker. You know, Chris Martin is good, but he has to have players around him. You know, so the formation, you know, the diamond formation, it works because he's got Marriott running off him, he's got Lawrence running off him, you know, he's got the likes of Graham Chinney as well getting forward, Holmes, another one. You know, and what it's doing, it's sucking the defence in and giving us width for the likes of Malone or Lowe or Bogle to get some balls into the box.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're completely right there, Simon. And another thing that you must be pleased with, because when I was watching it and I'm looking at it, any time, you know, Derby played like that, you know, entertaining on the day and the 3 points. But this home form is really strong at the minute. And you the league table is almost misleading, because the home and away form, it's completely different sides of the spectrum, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's 4 on the bounce now, 3 clean sheets on the bounce. You know, I mean, it was quite interesting because I think Woodgate before the game said the league table lies and they shouldn't be down there.
Mm.
Right, okay, well, yeah, you can say that, but you look at Derby, I think we're 15th now, but we're only 4 points off the playoffs. So, is it lying? Perhaps, but it's not lying that much that, you know, you're down in the bottom 3.
Yeah.
You know, because Middlesbrough were poor, you know, and Derby showed that they have got talent, you know, and that there is a decent team that all the fans know is in there. And that showed on the pitch on Saturday.
Yeah, because I was going to mention it and I thought, should I ask Simon or not? Because it can become a thing that you end up asking the same question every week, because you know the Championship, you know the highs and lows, the ups and downs. You know, Derby might win now 3-4 games, then they'll lose 3-4 games. And it's sort of where you can always go, oh, we're down in 20th. But then you get a win and you go, we're only 3 points off the playoffs. And you've just mentioned it there. But now, all of a sudden, we can come at it from the angle, Derby now are looking up rather than down, and maybe what was around you, you can look at those 6 now and go, here we go, one more win, and again, we're right back in the mix.
Exactly. You know, and one other thing that performance gave us was confidence. And I don't just mean the players, I mean the fans as well. When you see your team go out and play like that, you know, they've set a marker down now, so they can only get better now. You know, I can't see us going backwards. I mean, this is why I think, you know, I know it's an away match and our away form is poor, you know, but I think we've got to stick with this 2 up top and like you said, stick with someone that isn't broke, you know, and we've got to now start, you know, get a bit of momentum and start picking up wins now, because we know we can do it and we know we can play well. I think now we're starting to realise what Cocu wants of the players, you know, and the direction he wants to take us.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously on the day, having the huge line share possession, 61%, over 20 shots, 10 on target, 6 corners. Incredible on the day for a Middlesbrough side that don't offer much. But obviously we have to get into it on the Derby Fan Show. It's the biggest talking point, Simon. Obviously Tom Lawrence scoring both those goals and what was going on. And then this week, obviously, Richard Keogh being sacked. What have you made of all of that?
I sort of agree in a way, because we offered him, you know, court load reports, you know, we offered him a way out. We offered him a bit of a pay cut. You know, I mean, if it was me, it was, you know, ill at my job, I certainly wouldn't be getting a pay cut. I'd be getting their pay or just, you know, sick pay. Mm. You know, so I understand where the club are coming from. They've said, well, you can't play for us, so, you know, help us out financially. You know, just take a bit of a pay drop. We, you know, we don't know how much it, you know, the pay drop was. Not factually anyway, you know. So for me, yeah, you take the pay drop, get your rehabilitation, medical sorted and everything to the end of your contract. Then if you fit again, you know, who knows, we might offer you another, you know, an extension for a year or whatever, just see how you get on, you know, because he could have gone and, you know, could have gone out of the team then, you know, he could have said his goodbyes and, you know, he could have had a testimonial, you know, because by the time it happened, we'd have given an extension, you know, it would have been his testimonial year. So he could have said goodbye to the club that, you know, that he loves, properly, and you know, the fans obviously, you know, sometimes torn upon him, but had he stayed there for, you know, the 10 years and whatnot and got a proper goodbye, I think it would have been a perfect way for him to leave Derby County in the end.
Yeah, Simon, hasn't himself and the manager got a point, though? You know, he is out injured. Now he's almost been sacked and cast out into the cold, and he won't be able to get that treatment at the club and look after him. And, you know, obviously people will look at Tom Lawrence, who scored the goals on the weekend, and say, you know, they're being treated more favourably than Keogh. And Keogh, obviously, that night, we don't want to go into it too much, but he was in the back seat. And people, his agent today, saying, you know, it's ageism, because he doesn't have the potential. He doesn't have as much future there. He's being looked upon very, very differently in that situation. Is that a fair statement?
It is and it isn't. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah. I guess you can look at the likes of Lawrence and Bennett and say, yeah, they are assets potentially to the club. They have got value in them, you know. But at the end of the day, yeah, Keogh is going to be out for over a year, but, you know, potentially.
Yeah, but you can't sack a player, can you, and just leave him out?
Of course,
you know.
Of course you can't sack him because of their age. But obviously there's stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, we as fans don't know about, you guys in the media don't know about.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because it's been obviously very hush-hush about statements from Tom and Mason and everything, but nothing about what actually happened on the night. And even when the, you know, Koss had his interview, he didn't mention anything that happened on the night. So there's definitely stuff happened that, you know, that we the fans don't know about. And I just think it's not good for the club. I just think it's going to get extremely messy. But I don't think there's any ideal way to handle this situation, because at the end of the day, someone's going to, either the club's going to be affected or the players are going to be affected. So it's just going to get very messy. And I think, you know, when it's over eventually, obviously, I think he's going to appeal, isn't he? So once that appeal process is over, I think then Mel Morris needs to come out and address the fans, you know, with the facts. Or even better, do a fan forum, you know?
Yeah, we'll have him on. We'll have him on a Derby fan show, me and you and Mel. We can talk about it. But it is very messy. And the problem is, you are right, Simon. There is no ideal way in handling it. But is there an ideal way not to handle it? Is this a Derby done? Because maybe if this was another club, and maybe, of course, the incident plays a big part. And you're so right. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But, you know, other big clubs, when they've had big injuries, they wouldn't maybe offer this pay cut. And Derby may be in a situation. But it's a tough one. A Derby are they not going to be seen in the greatest light with the way they're handling this, which is a big issue?
Yeah, perhaps not. I mean, we saw him do the pay cut thing with the likes of Jacob Butterfield and Bradley Johnson last year. You know, they put them on lower wages, and they weren't even injured. It was just a case of, you know, I suppose adjusting things financially, you know, because we are always up against FFP, and, you know, Mel is trying to pull strings behind the scenes to keep us within FFP. So perhaps that has something to do with it, you know. I'm really not sure. And, you know, it's a really tough one. It really is, you know. And I feel for, to be honest, out of all this, I feel for Philip Cocu out of everyone, because he's had to bear the brunt of this. You know,
yeah,
he's
I
had
think
to face
right.
the media with this. And, you know, for him to come into this club, a club that was on a massive high from last season, and come into, you know, a depleted squad, if you like, you know, a short-ish pre-season, not probably getting his transfers that he wanted, and then all this behind the scenes, and then having to face up to the media to talk about it, you know, I've got to give him massive credit for being able to do that. And now trying to get us to get performances on the pitch, especially, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've had, you know, people on the Cocu out bandwagon.
Yeah,
he's come through this, and now we're starting to see a Derby County team perform on the pitch. I know it's only one game, but is this now the start of a difference? Is this now the start of a new beginning for us, if you like?
I completely agree with that, because you're so right. You know, you're talking about the incidents and Richie Keogh, and not a lot of people are talking about the manager. He's a new man. He wants to come, you know, and stamp his authority on the side, his identity. And he's had a lot to deal with, the whole Wayne Rooney parade and now this, and not many people are talking about him. And the whole time, Derby is still expecting results. The fans are expecting results. And he's got to keep those wheels turning, picking up results. Well, while this could easily tear apart club, couldn't they? It's such a huge thing, Simon. I think well said there by yourself. But let's turn it to the positive, because it was 3 points for Derby, and I don't think it gets much bigger than Nottingham Forest away this Saturday, 12:30. We're going to be talking all about that huge rivalry game next.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. We were just talking the big incidents at Derby, and there have been some huge ones, obviously, with captain Richard Keogh. Derby in different form, great at home, not so good away, but they beat Middlesbrough, who are struggling themselves. They beat them 2-0 on the weekend. But none of that matters. I'll tell you why. Nothing matters, because one thing matters. And it is Saturday. It is Derby versus Nottingham Forest, 12:30, kicking off the Championship. What a game we are in for on Saturday, Simon. I know you can't wait for it. What are you thinking ahead of this one?
I, to be honest, I think it's going to be quite an open game compared to the last few we've seen. You know, let's face it, you know, we don't want to admit it, but Forest, you know, they're there in the top six at the moment. I think it's something like 5-6 points off the top, but they've got a game in hand.
Yeah,
you know, so they're going to want to continue that form. You know, we saw him have a bit of a dip in form, and then unfortunately, due to weather incidents, their game had to be called off for some reason, whatever.
Yeah, you won't believe it, in 2019, due to a waterlogged pitch.
Yeah. Just
you felt like I was back at school.
I know. I thought you had that off on like sports day, but yeah, it counts for round pitches, I suppose, isn't it, really? But oh well.
It's interesting, anyway, though, because they had that mini slumper form, didn't they? They were brilliant. They lost in the opening day of the season to West Brom. They went on this unbeaten run, and they had this little mini slump. And I just felt like when they had that game called off, they could work on things, get a few key players back from injuries, a little bit more time on the training ground. And I'm not saying it showed, but they won on the weekend, beating Luton away. And now they're just going to take all of that confidence into this game. And it is massive on the weekend. But what is so good at Derby taking a bit of confidence of their own. And we talk about home and away form. And I know Derby haven't been great away. But the one that Forest needs to get a little bit on is their home form. Does that give you a little bit of confidence?
It does, yeah. I mean, you know, like to get that win at the weekend and to get the performance as well, you know, it, like I said earlier, it gives you that confidence, you know. That confidence now, we can go to Forest and we can sort this away form out. I mean, let's be honest, this is a local derby. Form goes out the window.
Well, yeah, it's true.
You know, so, you know, and the fans are buzzing. Everyone can't wait now. And I think that's why it was such an important game on Saturday, to get the win, but not only to get the win, but to get that performance, because it's lifted everyone now. You know, I think at first, if we'd won that game on Saturday against Borough, and it was just a tight affair and it was the usual, I think people wouldn't have been confident, especially after what happened in the cup game. Mm. But, you know, this isn't a cup game, this is a league game. You know, it's not going to be a case of switching the squad around like we did in the cup game. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really good, to be honest, you know, I think it's going to be a proper derby, and, you know, there's going to be tackles going in, there's going to be plenty of chances. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. I really do. I think both teams are going to be well up for it. You know, because sometimes you see them going to a derby, you think the players didn't look interested, you know, or, you know, they're not as hyped as the fans are. But I think it's going to be different this season and this game on Saturday. And I can't wait for it. Really cannot wait for it.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. It kicks off the old weekend. I'm absolutely buzzing about that. And you're so right. Form does go out the window. But from a derby's perspective, you look at Forest. Yes, they're tough. They're well organised. They're hard to beat. We know the season they're having. But they're struggling to score goals. You know, they've not scored bundles. And, you know, creativity has been lacking for them at somewhat. And Derby, we mentioned it, the terrific performance. They're entertaining. Do they feel that that's maybe one flaw, one weakness that Forest have, where they can get at Forest? If we're solid at the back, we have that foundation and we score, we know we can. We can take this one, you know. We know they're doing better this year, but why not us? Where can Derby hurt Forest?
I think you're right. I think it's up top where we're going to hurt them. You know, we've seen the last home games anyway, with three clean sheets on the bounce. So we've got to try and somehow take that home form into our away form. And like I say, with someone like Forest, who are, you know, not scoring a bucket load of goals, you know, I think it's just about, I think we need to get on the front foot straight away from kickoff, get on the front foot like we did against Borough, you know, try and get an early-ish goal, and then just, we've got to take it to them, because otherwise, I think if we can get on top early, I think they will crack, knowing how bad their home form is, because they go one down against their local rivals at the City Ground, their fans are going to get on them. You know, because their fans will be expecting Forest to win because of where they are on the table and because of the way they started the season, you know, and the way we, you know, I suppose we haven't had the best season. We've been grinding out wins rather than earning them, if you like. So I think if we do get an early goal, I think that their fans will get on top, especially if we can dominate them in the forward areas. And that's where I think the three up top, Martin, Marriott and Lawrence, are going to be key. I really do. If they can perform like they did on Saturday, then I think it's going to be a tough ride for the Forest back four.
Yeah, you're sounding like you're getting positive. You know where I'm edging this conversation towards. But I just wanted to quickly ask, because this is the last game, isn't it, before the international break. So always the rivalry games are massive. They're the games that when the fixtures come out, the schedule come out, they're the games you look for first. You look at Christmas, you look at what game's on your birthday, and you look at when you're playing your rivals. And obviously, to beat them, to keep the bragging rights for even longer before you play that next game and take the momentum, which is what we sound Derby need at the minute. They need that spark. The manager is going through a rough time with what's going on behind the scenes. They take this into the international break. Not only are you beating your rivals in that international break, then you've won your last back-to-back games and you're feeling buzzing, aren't you? Then you're like, Championship, bring it on.
Definitely are. Yeah. I mean, I know you're going to ask me, Charlie, but I know exactly what you're going to ask me. But yeah, no, I really do. I do think we can go there and get a win. I am positive of that. There's no way I'd say, oh no, they're going to lose, obviously. But no, I do feel we can go there and get the win and start showing this league that, no, Derby are still alive in this league. You know, we've been there or thereabouts for the past, you know, 6 years now. So I think, and I think people are starting to forget about it. I think, oh no, Derby are struggling now. No, we're not. Derby are on our way back.
Yeah, that's the fighting spirit.
It's revenge, isn't it? Mate, I'm
all over it. What a difference a week makes from me and you talking last week to this week. But just quickly, we know you're positive, I'm positive. It's a massive game on a weekend. You must have loads of Forest fans bragging rights. Are they positive? Do they think they're going to do a number on Derby this week? What's their view?
I work with a lot of Forest fans, to be honest. And
good luck Monday.
They're quite withdrawn, to be honest, at the moment. I think they're not. It's a funny one. I think a lot of them, they're a bit secretly nervous. They're looking confident, but they're actually a little bit nervous. And I think that's down to the fact that, yes, they did lose two on the bounce against Wigan and Hull. You know, then they had that game cut off. Yes, they bounced back against Luton, but they were a little bit fortunate. I feel, obviously, Luton had two goals disallowed. But I think they're confident but slightly nervous, to be honest. Because I think of the way we played on Saturday, I think it sort of opened their eyes and I think, okay, this is going to be a battle.
Yeah. Well, Simon, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball in, something you weren't expecting now, but I'm going to ask for a score prediction for Saturday.
Charlie, I'm going with a 2-0 win. It's going to be a revenge for the cup game earlier this season.
Get in. Come on the Rams. Simon, always a pleasure with you. I love our Monday chats. This has been the Derby County Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Simon Long, Rams writer. What a show it's been. What a show the fan shows have been tonight. And every night, it's what we do on Love Sport Radio. Check out for when your night is your team, because it's your team, your voice. And you can get involved on any show, Love Sport Drive, Breakfast, please do. Premier League show, Champions League show, we're keeping you across all the news. Tweet at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, this was the Derby County Fan Show this evening. Simon Long, he has made my night because he is absolutely buzzing for the game. He is really up for it. Derby are going to get the win. 3 points. Kick off into that international break. But Fulham, we know of the season they're having. And guess what? Forest Fan Show, they get their chance to say what they think on Thursday when it is their fan show, Forest. So let's see what they say about that game against Derby. It will be huge. It always is. And it's coming up on every fan show right here on Love Sport Radio.
For downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.